Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Reports. Joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning.
Good morning.
Doing well, and you said out on the shore a little bit, look a little cold this morning.
It's a little chilly out there, you bet.
Fall coming in full force.
Yeah, it is. It is, for sure.
Well, let's get right into it.
All right. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about alfalfa. And, you know, alfalfa has long reigned as kind of the queen of in the world of forages. It commands respect from the hay producer as well as the livestock producer. You know, the livestock guy, he's the end user. He gets the benefit of all the nutrients that are in the alfalfa. But for the hay producer, it contributes to his economic and environmental stability as well. So from a livestock producer standpoint, alfalfa is rich in protein, vitamins, minerals, and it makes it a valuable feedstuff for nearly any class of cattle. It's a good source of calcium, magnesium, potassium, and these minerals are all needed for the good health and productivity of the cow. And high crude protein, those levels and the amino acid compositions are very critical for growth and development of young calves. So it's very beneficial to the livestock guy. But from the hay guy's perspective, alfalfa is a legume, so that means it takes nitrogen from the air and fixates it in the soil. And in many cases, after 4 or 5 years of alfalfa hay production, when the alfalfa is terminated, it can provide 150 to 200 pounds of nitrogen to the following crop. And the second year after the alfalfa has been terminated, it can produce about half that much again. So if you put a price on the nitrogen that you get from the alfalfa, let's say it's 60 cents a pound, the first year, that would be a $90 to $120 per acre savings to the first crop. And in the second year, it would be $45 to $60 worth of additional nitrogen in the second crop. So very, very beneficial to the hay producer as well. And in addition to that, alfalfa is environmentally friendly. It does have those nitrogen producing capabilities, so we don't have to worry about using synthetic nitrogens. It has a deep root system, so it holds our soil, keeps the soil in place so we don't have erosion issues. And those deep roots also help in the sequestration of carbon. In addition to all these benefits, alfalfa also breaks the insect pest cycle because it has different insects than what like small grains or what grasses would have. So all this is really interesting stuff, but this brings me to a study that we did here in 2023. We were working with our agronomist, Southeast Area agronomist was Bruno Padera at the time. He worked with the agents in the eastern third of the state, and we actually studied 30 alfalfa fields. And these fields ranged from the Oklahoma border to the Nebraska border, and they were all east of the Flint Hills. We were very fortunate here in Frontier District because we had 17 of the 30 fields were tested. We're here in our three counties. And what we looked at in each field, we looked at the plant chemical composition. We looked at the soil properties and fertility, and then we looked at the potential plant biomass. So we took soil samples, were taken, they were from 0 to 6, and then we took another sample from 6 to 12 inches. We also did 35 to 40 tissue samples were taken from the top 6 inches of each of those fields, and this was done for tissue testing. And then we also, at 5 locations in the field, we did a potential yield. So we clipped the grass or clipped the alfalfa down to about 3 inches. We dried it, and then we estimated a yield for that cutting based on that clipping. And all this was done in April, late April, right before what typically would be time for the first cutting of alfalfa. So we got a lot of really good information out of that study. But in my opinion, the combined soil test results had the take-home message, okay? just some of the commonalities we've seen, you know, about a third of the fields needed a lime application, so the pH was a little bit too low. 47% of the fields needed phosphorus, and 37% needed a little potash. Not huge, not bad levels, but just needed a little bit. But the real take-home message, and this is something that everybody needs to think about, the real take-home message was 84% of the fields in this study required sulfur, and 100% of the fields in this study needed some boron. So this information was all gathered during the summer last year. We sent it out to the producers that we worked with last November. And this summer, I had the opportunity to visit with a couple of those producers. But one in particular, I asked him if they'd applied the fertility as we'd recommended, and they had. And he told me that their goal is to always try to raise alfalfa that had a relative feed value. Now, that's a test for alfalfa, okay, a relative feed value of 150 points or more. And he said in the last, you know, several years to get that, they'd had to reduce their cutting interval from what typically we think of as 30-day cutting intervals to 24-day cutting intervals or 25-day. So that means they're cutting a less mature plant, which would increase all the good things, you know. But it also reduces the amount of forage that they're getting because they didn't have another week to grow. So that's kind of what they had done. And this year, after applying, according to our soil test that we'd given them, plus the boron and sulfur, and in this case, because of the rainfall, it was 30 days between their cutting intervals. And they said that their relative feed value, the lowest one they sent in was 170 points, and the highest one was 220 points. So, you know, that's 20 to 70 additional relative feed value points. And when you sell alfalfa based on relative feed value points, then that puts money back into their pocket and can be very important to the producer's bottom line. So if you out there, if anybody wants to see a copy of these average results that we had, I can sure be glad to get them to you. If you want that, give me a call at the Linden office at 785-828-4438. And until next time, stay safe.
A lot of information to intake there, and a lot of important information as well.
You bet. You bet.
Well, tune in tomorrow, Monday morning, that is, at 6:40 as Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland is on the K-State Extension Reports.